With a Michelin Cross Climate 2, we believe in these tires so much we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Officer Rick sending me a text message to forward to Michigan State Board of Education member Tom McMillan. Heartland schools have had attempts at getting litter boxes. The Dexter Community Schools has a huge transgender population of students. Mr. McCullen is the elementary school principal. He reads the book I Am Jazz to the kindergarten through fourth grade students in a massive assembly. Dexter Community Schools do have litter boxes. So I'm going to forward this information to Tom McMillan. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate you sending me this information. Again, if you have knowledge of litter boxes in any schools, text me the name of the schools, the principal's name, the elementary school, middle school, high school, whatever it is. Send me the information. I will forward it to Tom McMillan. I don't want to give out his phone number without his permission over the air, but I have his cell phone and I'll forward this information to him. So thank you, Rick, for doing that. You know, the bottom line is we've heard stories about this. Barb Ajima, I believe, sent me something about her daughter with her grandkids. Their particular school having litter boxes somewhere in the state. I'm not really sure where. But I saw this story and I thought, you know, I remember talking about this. I remember getting text messages from you guys about it. So I'm going to put it out there, get this information. I'm going to forward it to McMillan. He can confirm it and then defend himself at a future Michigan State Board of Education meeting of their members as they call on him to apologize. Either provide documentation, specific names of teachers, schools, principals, locations, whatever, or apologize publicly. Well, I don't remember any of you guys apologizing for anything you've said about President Donald Trump that was not true. Not supporting Project 2025, not calling for a national ban on abortion, and all the other garbage. Well, we're going to get into, in the next segment, Donald Trump's appointments to his cabinet. And by the way, he's having a meeting with Joe Biden in the Oval Office today. I'm not sure if they're going to have lunch or not, but they're definitely meeting. Man, would I love to be a fly on the wall in that meeting. Oh, yeah. There I am. I'm wanting to identify as a fly. So you liberal progressives have it. One interesting meeting that's not taking place. Melania Trump is not meeting with Jill Biden. The invitation was submitted to her, and Melania said, no, thank you. I don't like the raid you did on my home and the FBI agents looking in my underwear drawer. Not going to meet with you, lady. Electoral College, National Popular Vote, Interstate Compact. We'll be right back.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Smith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I've been told by two listeners from two different state representatives, I believe one Democrat and one Republican. House bills 4156 and 4440 have been pulled from this week's legislative agenda, which would have been implementation commitment of our electors for the Electoral College, who actually technically elect the President of the United States on January 6, 2025, to join in with the effort known as the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Well, it was reported as being on the agenda. Now it's been taken off. However, it does not mean that they're not going to bring it back on December 3rd. So to educate you and to make you aware of it, to get this video out there, I want to play it for you right now. This is Robert Wright, the little midget man from the Clinton administration. He put this video out a year ago, and it includes the state of Michigan in the map, in the video, stating that the legislation has been introduced in our state. Here we go.
Vote count more than yours? For 80% of Americans, that's exactly what's happening. Their vote for president isn't nearly as valuable as the vote of someone in a so-called swing state. Most of us live in states that have become so predictably Democratic or Republican that we're taken for granted by candidates. Presidential elections now turn on the dwindling number of swing states that could go either way, which gives voters in those states huge leverage. The 2020 election came down to just over 40,000 votes spread across just three swing states. 2016 came down to fewer than 80,000 votes, also across three states. In those elections, the national popular vote wasn't nearly that close. In fact, in the last five elections, the winners of the popular vote beat their opponents by an average of 5 million votes. The current state-by-state electoral college system of electing presidents is creating ever closer contests in an ever smaller number of closely divided states for elections that aren't really that close. Not only that, but these razor-thin swing state margins can invite post-election recounts, audits, and lawsuits, even attempted coups. A losing candidate might be able to overturn 40,000 votes with these techniques. Overturning 5 million would be nearly impossible. The current system presents a growing threat to the peaceful transition of power. It also strips us of our individual power. If you're a New York Republican or an Alabama Democrat, presidential candidates have little incentive to try and win your vote under the current system. They don't need broad popular support as much as a mobilized base and a handful of swing states. Campaigning to a smaller and more radical base is also leading to uglier, more divisive campaigns. And it's becoming more and more likely that candidates are elected president without winning the most votes nationwide. It's already happened twice this century. Now, abolishing the Electoral College should be the ultimate goal. But this requires a constitutional amendment, which is almost impossible to pull off because it would need a two-thirds vote by Congress, plus approval by three-quarters of all state legislatures. But in the meantime, there is an alternative. And it starts with getting our states to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. Now, don't let that mouthful put you off. It could save our democracy. This compact would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular votes nationwide without a constitutional amendment. How does it work? The Constitution assigns each state a number of electors equal to its number of representatives and senators. As of now, the total number of electors is 538. So anyone who gets 270 or more of those Electoral College votes becomes president. Article 2 of the Constitution allows state legislatures to award their electors any way they want. So all that's needed is for states with a total of at least 270 electoral votes to agree to award all their electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. The movement to do this is already underway. 15 states and the District of Columbia have joined the compact, agreeing that once enough states join, all their electoral votes will go to the popular vote winner. Together, states in the compact have 195 electoral votes. So we just need a few more states with at least 75 electors to join the compact, and it's done. Popular vote laws have recently been introduced in Michigan and Minnesota, which, if passed, would bring the total to 220. Now, naturally, this plan will face legal challenges. There are a lot of powerful interests who stand to benefit by maintaining the current system. But if we keep up the fight and get enough states on board, America will never again elect a president who loses the national popular vote. No longer would 80% of us be effectively disenfranchised from presidential campaigns. And a handful of votes in swing states would no longer determine the winner. If you want to know more or get involved, click the link below to read about the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. If your state is not already a member, I urge you to contact your state senators and reps to get your state on board.
National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. This is basically, folks, an end run around the Electoral College. He admits it right in the video. It's almost impossible to amend the Constitution regarding the Electoral College. A couple of points to listen to when you text me NPV for National Popular Vote. I'll send you the link to this video. Right now, based on the current number of states, the Electoral College is 538. Did you hear that? Nah, you probably didn't. But he said it. It's in there. The current number of states? There's two states or territories that they want to turn into states. One of them is already part of this National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. The District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., is already part of the Interstate Compact regarding national popular vote. Why is that important? Because they want Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico to become states. Why? Because they typically vote Democrat, even though Puerto Rico was very close to voting for Trump in a majority. It was like 50-50 almost in this past election a week ago Tuesday. But by doing so, they gained four more U.S. senators, which would be Democrat senators. They gain congressmen to represent Washington, D.C., and to represent Puerto Rico, which would be Democrat U.S. House of Representative congressmen, flipping potentially the 53-seat majority the Senate has, as well as it has been announced. Republicans maintained the majority after California and Alaska elections were finally counted, tabulated, and certified. The canvass is in. Mike Johnson will stay the Speaker in the House. Today, there's a vote for Senate Majority Leader. Personally, and many people were calling on the Republican Senate Caucus to vote for Rick Scott of Florida. I haven't seen yet when the vote is going to take place, but I was told it was today. Right around the time Donald Trump will be meeting with Joe Biden. Why is that important? Because when they hold the vote, John Thune, supposedly from South Dakota, leading over John Cornyn from Texas and Rick Scott from Florida. They want the new Senate Majority Leader to be able to meet with Trump later today, this afternoon. Well, I'm hoping that enough Republicans reached out to the Republican senators and said, do not vote for Thune or Cornyn. We want you to vote for Rick Scott. I haven't seen any breaking news on it. I haven't got any text alerts to the radio station. But you need to follow that for me. And if you see it while I'm doing the show, please text it to me. I've got Michigan News Politics pulled up on my computer. I'm not focused on the Senate Majority Leader vote. But it's taking place today. And Donald Trump then is going to be roaming the Capitol, meeting with Mike Johnson, Republican congressman, who now have confirmed to be in the majority. And I'm sure he's going to be probably lobbying for his choice for Senate Majority Leader. I'm not really sure who that is. I'm not really sure who Donald Trump is supporting for Senate Majority Leader. But we'll have to wait and see. Let's see any other text messages. Yes, Joe, I don't understand your text, but you sent me something, not really sure. I just got a text message, though, from Dave McCormick. He is the U.S. Senator-elect from Pennsylvania. The election is over. We won. We flipped Pennsylvania, but Senator Bob Casey will not concede. Was it a close race in Pennsylvania? I'm not really sure. The AP has called a race. We won. But Democrats refuse to accept the results. And I need your help. Liberal lawyers, Mark Ellis and others, are challenging the results of my election. However, Bob Casey and the National Democrat machine are organizing a fundraising effort to force and demand a recount. Pennsylvania law dictates an automatic recount if the margin is less than 0.5, half of 1%. Well, I'm currently leading by exactly that amount. So that will trigger an automatic recount. If the final vote tally comes in and I'm above the 0.5, one half of 1%, then they will have to pay for it. Bob Casey and the National Democrats will not accept his loss. We're fighting back. We have attorneys that have been deployed to fight this issue. However, we need a donation. Of course. Your contribution will benefit the friends of Dave McCormick. So he's doing a WinRed text message campaign wanting money for his legal expenses in fighting this recount in Pennsylvania. I'm surprised it's that close. I can't believe it.